This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 17th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempts us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. It is Monday night trivia. We have a straggler, yes, and if you don't get it tonight, it'll be revealed at the end of the evening. We never let you lay in wait longer than that. We also have 11 bumper stumpers, and they all have a theme. Yeah, worked hard on that, actually. The themes are actually harder to come up with than the songs, that's for sure. But I got a good one, I think. You'll be the judge of that. So it's 11 songs that maybe you will recognize one of them. And in fact, I know you will recognize one of them. I assume you'll be, maybe not, I don't know. All right, I'm believing you will recognize one of them. And then, of course, if you recognize the theme, even better. All right, so the prizes are not worth the postage it takes to get to you. It takes forever to get them, so you're doing it for the fun of it. But eventually, you get a certificate for each win and something else you don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something. All right, so that's the deal. Now, so what is the straggler question? Well, people buy this everywhere. Now, in America, they'll pay the most for it on average, in Oklahoma, $6.25. In West Virginia, they'll pay the least for it on average, $2.50. What is it they're buying? 888-876-5593. Don't know my question? Haven't heard any bumpers yet? Want your own category? Sky is the limit, as we prove every week on that. And Brian and Joliet is hopping up the first this time with charts, October 1975. How's it going, Brian?
Okay, how are you, Raleigh? Hope you're doing well. That's very cold up here these days.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's cold in a lot of places. I was seeing parts of Montana were 60 below.
So, wow.
Yeah, I know.
But I thought I'd try to make it really difficult on myself this time and try October 1975.
All right, or at least make it difficult on the rest of us having to remember these records. All right.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I do remember them all too well. So here we are, October 1975. Ugh. All right. Number one, Bad Blood.
Neil Sedaka?
Yes. Number two, Calypso.
So.
You can do it. Hi, Calypso.
Calypso. I don't know.
The flip side was I'm sorry. But think of it as Hi, Calypso.
I don't even recollect that one at all.
Oh,
I'll just take a guess and say Captain and Tennille.
John Denver.
Okay.
Number three, Miracles.
Oh, Miracles. You said Miracles?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that'd be Jefferson Starship.
Right. Number four, Lion Eyes.
Eagles?
Yes. Number five, Ballroom Blitz.
Wasn't that a wonderful one?
Yeah.
Ballroom Blitz. Bay City Rollers?
Sweet.
Okay. Well, those groups kind of blend together.
Oh, absolutely. In some cases, there are the same group. Number six, Dance With Me.
Dance With Me. Leo Sayer?
Orleans.
Okay. Well, can we complete it just for the fun of it?
Well, you haven't lost yet. If you get the next four, you win. So I think you will. Feelings.
Don't know.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it come on.
I know the song. Yeah. It was one that was a lot of mirth about it.
And here's terrible news. I only know the words in Spanish.
You do?
Dime, solamente dime, convivio de mis sentimientos de amor, lágrimas, brotan de mis ojos, mas yo... Yeah, I do. But anyway...
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's why I got the single, unfortunately. Morris Albert. Yes.
Well, could we just do the rest of the top ten for the fun of it?
Absolutely. Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady is number eight.
Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady. Let's see, who would that be? I don't know.
Well, Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady was the lovely...
Well, could it have been Diana Ross?
It could have been Helen Reddy.
Oh, okay.
Number nine, They Just Can't Stop It, and then in parenthesis, Games People Play.
Ohio Players?
Spinners. And number 10, Who Loves You?
Oh, that would be Frankie Valli. And the Four Seasons?
Absolutely, the Four Seasons. You got it. Well, it was close, but no. But like I said, when I heard October 75, I said, this is going to be brutal. These are songs no one wants to remember.
Yeah, there wasn't too much there that maybe like one that I could think of that I liked. Next week, I think I'll go back to something more in line with my tastes.
Okay, and I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Riley. Take
care.
All right,
good deal. All right, so yes, October 1970. Well, it was a terrible time, really. All right, so let's see. Oh, we got a first-time caller. I always defer to that, and Leslie is our first-time caller, and she's in Huntley. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I have a guess for the Straggler.
Oh, good. What do you think?
I am going to guess chewing tobacco.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess, and I hope you'll call me again.
Oh, okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's in the spirit of it. It's not right, but a fine guess. All right, so let's see. I guess it would be cheaper in West Virginia because they sell so much more of it. All right, never mind that. Billy Bob in Bourbonnais, what's up?
Well, you know, 18th time caller.
Yeah, that's right. 18, good. All right.
Hey, for the Straggler, it was kind of along the same vein. Was it like the federal tax for cigarette tax?
No, it's not.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, and by the way, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, yes, and happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I hope you celebrate it.
Oh, my wife, Teeny, boy, I got the brownie points with her.
Oh, well, good.
I gave her a big giant box of Whitman samplers.
Uh-huh.
But the reason she was so happy when she opened it up, there was eggs inside of it.
That would do it, yes.
She was really endeared myself to her.
Yes, I'll bet. That would do it.
One more thing.
Yes.
What we got is a request. In the late 50s, they had a song called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz by the Hollywood Flames.
Yes, Hollywood Flames. Yes, know it well.
Well, I'd like to request that one.
Okay.
And then there was one that kind of reminded me of Under the Boardwalk. It goes, what kind of fool do you think I am?
Originally the Tams and redone by Bill Deal and the Rondells.
Well, either one. If you'd play that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, fire away. I'm done talking.
All right, so we're doing Andy of Mayberry, and let's talk about Mayberry. You'll remember Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, who was Floyd's personal hero? He thinks this guy said everything memorable, and he was a president.
Well, you stumped me again. I'll call back next week. Do I get a multiple choice?
Well, let's see. Maybe I can do that. All right, let me try to... I'll have to make this up on my own. I think I can. All right, so Floyd's personal hero. Would it be Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge, Woodrow Wilson, or Abraham Lincoln?
I roll with Calvin Coolidge.
And we have a winner. All right. That's simple.
Dog, I finally won, yeah. Andy.
There you go. So you'll get your certificate eventually, hopefully while you're still walking the earth. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right. We've been doing very well at getting these certificates together anyway. And what I finally did was just bought another color printer. That's right, because the Ricoh was just clearly too complicated. Anybody need a Ricoh? And the Oki data, well, that was too old. The drivers wouldn't work with anything contemporary. Those are my two color printers, laser, of course. But the Ricoh was actually once a 10 grand printer, but it's beyond me. And also, I think the drivers for that are also now antiquated. God, I would have felt terrible if I actually bought that printer. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And the deal is people buy it everywhere. Now, in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma, about $6.25. About the same in Hawaii, by the way. In West Virginia, they pay the least for it, $2.50. Pay for what? 888-876-5593. We'll have Barry and the Beatles, Dave from Winthrop Harbor, who got a trivia guess. Oh, good. And Lisa from Dundee wants Academy Awards trivia. All right, all that and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? That should be pretty easy. And, well, I can't ask you for the theme yet, can I? You have to hear a few more records before a theme will become apparent. But I think the artist should be apparent right now, actually. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Of course, we have our straggler. People buy this everywhere. And in America, they pay the most for it on average in Oklahoma and the least for it in West Virginia, about $6.25 in Oklahoma and $2.50 in West Virginia. By what? Dave in Winthrop Harbor is going to take some guesses. So, all right, Dave.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. I would say pack of cigarettes.
No.
Gallon of gas.
No.
Okay.
But thanks for trying. Call me again if you think of more.
I want to thank you for playing Ballad of the Teenage Queen by Johnny Cash.
Ah, it was your request and my pleasure to play
yes.
it. Absolutely.
And can I ask if you would do me a favor and ask me a Bill Elliott trivia question?
A Bill Elliott trivia question?
NASCAR, yes.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Bill Elliott trivia. Let's see if I can come up with anything. Okay. Let's see. There should be. So, yeah. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right. Where was his first win?
Riverside, California, road course.
Yes, absolutely. 1983 at the Winston Western 500.
Outstanding.
All right, now this is for extra credit. Where was his final win? Well, that's okay. You don't have to know.
Homestead, Florida, or it's Rockingham?
Yeah, Rockingham, and that was... I realize that these companies pay for naming rights, but I don't really think I'd want to win the Pop Secret Microwave Popcorn 400, but he did.
I would if you're a popcorn fan.
Well,
you're, like popcorn.
I guess. All right.
All right.
So, good good deal. Well, hang on. We'll confirm address. Don't go away. Yes. All right. So, we do have, and what's interesting is there are a number of sources that, I know who Bill Elliott is, obviously, in NASCAR and all that, but there are apparently a number of trivia contests around Bill Elliott. Well, who knew? Proving that everybody knows something about something, and Dave and Winthrop knows something about Bill Elliott. All right, so Barry in New Hampshire knows everything about the Beatles. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. Was that the Righteous Brothers?
It was the Righteous Brothers. Heck, I don't even have to ask you the Beatles trivia question. That's right. Absolutely right. It was the Righteous Brothers.
That's the first time that I ever got a straggler. I mean,
A bumper stomper? Really?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice? All right. Now, obviously, you can't know the theme because you'd have to hear a few more records for that. But you absolutely knew that that was the Righteous Brothers. Did you know the record, or you just obviously picked them out?
I remember my sister had it was on that album that she had.
Okay. Yeah. It was on Verve, 1966 on Verve. It was a single, too. Yeah.
Okay. Did you get my email about... playing the under assistant West Coast promo man, because I think it sounded like Fannie Mae that you played last week.
You know, I think that is somewhere, but I will have to go find it. Sorry to say, but I will. I'll find it and see what it. Yeah, email's gotten out of hand again, but I will. I will go back and find it and find out what you want me to play. Obviously, I guess West Coast under assistant promo man. All right.
Right, but it did sound like that song Fannie Mae that you played.
Okay.
That's what triggered me to,
Okay, good enough. Well, hang on, don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
perfect.
So absolutely right. So we'll save Barry's Beatle question for next week since he knew his bumper. There's another bumper coming up, maybe a little harder when I play. It'll be right after the news. But let me tell you a couple things about it. Well-known group. Group well known actually for one record, so you kind of would call them a one-hit wonder. It's not the one I'm going to play, obviously, but Southern California-based group. All right, so that's all the clues you get. Now, Lisa in Dundee wants Academy Awards trivia. All right, Lisa, got lots of questions for you.
Oh, good. And then I have some guesses on the straggler, too.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now, here is the first question, and this is conjecture. Let me warn you in advance, it is conjecture. But there are two famous stories of why they are called the Oscars. I'll take either one.
Oh, boy.
One was Betty Davis. She later recanted her claim. And the other was the Academy Award librarian, Margaret Herrick.
Well, I don't know this one, but I'll take a guess and say... maybe it was named after one of their children or something?
No, Betty Davis claimed that the name derived from her observation that the backside of the statuette looked like that of the backside of her husband, Harmon Oscar Nelson. But she later recanted. But the librarian said the statuette resembled her Uncle Oscar.
Oh.
So the nickname became popular in the 1930s, and of course the Academy Awards were first announced in 1929. So I got lots of Academy Awards questions, so you'll get most of them, I'm sure, but that one I couldn't resist because everybody calls them the
Oscars. That is a good one.
Yeah, everybody calls them
the Oscars. So I'll wait till next week for another one?
Yes, absolutely. You
will. Okay, but I have some other things for you, too. Do you want to...
All right.
Can I hold on after the news?
Yes, you can. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
And we'll pick it up right there with another Bumper Stumper, as promised, coming up on WGN Radio. I said I won't miss. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Like I say, they have a huge hit. That wasn't it. And they are a Southern California group. All right, so that's what you got. Now we're back to Lisa in Dundee. All right, Lisa, what's up?
Okay, I have a couple of guesses on the straggler.
Oh, good.
Okay, is it a toothbrush?
No. Oh, God. Are they that expensive? Maybe
yeah,
they are. Oh,
sometimes,
God.
You know, they're cheaper in a packet, but if you just want one, sometimes they're
really
expensive.
Oh, what, yeah. What a horror. I had no
I
idea.
How about a gallon of milk?
No.
A light bulb?
No.
Case of water?
No. Oh, I think that'd be more than that.
Well, I don't know. They're pretty cheap sometimes. Mm. A bag of ice?
Nope.
Was I getting warm or no?
No, just like
no.
The ice. Just like the ice.
Just
you're
like
cold
the
as
ice.
Yes, that's right.
Ice cold.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Now I have a request.
Okay.
I would like to hear, if you don't mind, Always Something There to Remind Me by Lou Johnson.
Oh, the Lou Johnson. All right. Well, I'm impressed.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely. I know it well. All right.
Good.
Sure.
I had never heard it, and I heard it on the... I was watching a TV show, and they played it on the over the credits.
Oh, okay. I love
thought,
Lou Johnson.
Oh, my gosh. I love that voice.
Yeah, he's great. I play quite a bit of Lou Johnson. So.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then right. One more thing, and probably none of my business, but... We haven't heard from Johnny D in a while, have we?
No, Johnny D, I'll tell you exactly what occurred. He sent a parody that was, absolutely demeaning and insulting, and not only to me, but to people who call regularly. And I listened to it, and it just hit me the wrong way. And in fact, I ran it by a couple people who said, "You are not playing that." I said, "Don't worry, I'm not playing it." Well, Johnny D took offense at it. And so, unfortunately... the one thing I won't tolerate, well, there's a few things I won't tolerate, but one of them is you're not going to send me demeaning emails. It's just not going to work. So I blocked him. If he sends emails, I don't get them. But I told him several times he's welcome to call as long as he's respectful and isn't insulting people. And the other thing, as I mentioned, I don't know if Johnny D drinks or not. I have no idea. But we have been aware of a few people, and not pointing fingers at any one person, because a lot of people wrote saying, "Well, who is it? Who is it?" It's not like that.
I think if you listen, you figure, if you're a regular listener, you know who it is.
There's multiple, and I just made the executive decision that it doesn't work if you're going to call if you've been drinking. And so I don't have any problem with you drinking. Drink to your heart's content, but call on a night when you're not.
Right.
And so
I really respected when you said that.
Yeah, I think it's unfair, and I have had email in the past from people complaining just about that, and I thought, that's valid. We don't have to put up with that, and so we're not going to. But anyway, so Johnny, I think, has taken it upon himself not to call, and he's more than welcome to be part of us. Love hearing from Johnny, but he's got to be respectful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
all right. Well, that answers my question.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So
thanks.
I'll look forward to my other Oscar trivia next week.
And I'm looking forward to it too. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
All thanks. Right. So
bye,
yes, I just printed out a bunch of those questions too, so I will not forget. All right. So we got Cindy in Chicago going to take a guess. What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I was going to guess a gallon of milk, but I can't think of it. I mean, it's like, and then maybe I thought, well, maybe. Ground chalk?
Nope.
A pot per pound?
Nope.
But then, okay, I'm going to try to do the music trivia. I'm just so embarrassed that I don't know the names of the artists. But I'm going to try, March of 1978.
Okay. All right. I could try.
I'll just try once.
March of okay, well, you never know. March of 78. All right. Yeah, not a particularly good year. I was playing records right then. Let's see. I sort of remember it. All right. So let's see where we are. March. Here's April. Here's March. All right. We have March right in front of me. Okay. We'll pick the week of March 18th, 1978. Number one, Night Fever.
The Bee Gees.
Yes. All right. So number two, Staying Alive.
The Bee Gees.
Yes, that's right. Number three, Emotion.
I don't even remember that
it was
song.
It was a female, and she was related to the Gibb brothers, and she was from Australia, obviously. So let me let you hear a little. Let me find it here. I always kind of liked her. So let's see. It should be on here. Come on. It helps to spell. All right, here we go. This was her big hit. I considering how bad March of 78 was overall, I thought this was a pretty good record.
Oh, you didn't know the song.
It's over and done, but the heartache lives on inside.
I know that. I kind of know all the songs, but I don't know. Oh, Marilyn McCoo?
No. Marilyn McCoo is definitely not related to the Bee Gees brothers. Samantha Sang was her name.
Oh, I don't remember her.
Yes. And she had a follow-up hit that wasn't very big, You Keep Me Dancing, which was a real nice record, too. So good for her. All right. They're both very nice records. So Samantha Sang was her name. Now, you'll get number four, I do believe. It's a record with a backbeat, so I kind of like it for that reason. Lay Down Sally.
Oh, let me think. It was either the Marshall Tucker Band.
No, it's a male vocal, and it's funny.
Oh, Lay Down Sally. Oh, yes, God, yes. I know all the songs.
All right, yes. In fact, we'll let you hear a little audio. Maybe it will refresh your mind.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me.
Eric Clapton. All right, now...
Eric.
Yes.
Well, I want to finish. I want to try
right.
And...
Okay. Number five, Love is Thicker Than Water.
That song, I don't even know.
Well, it's a Gibb cousin, I guess, or Andy Gibb. I think he was a cousin. I don't know.
Oh, Andy Gibb. All right, yeah, I know Andy Gibb.
All right, yes. All right, number six, Can't Smile Without You.
Barry Manilow.
Yes, I'm afraid so. You knew that pretty quickly. All right. Number seven, I Go Crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. When I Look in Your Eyes, right?
If you say so, I must admit that I do know this record and I know the artists and all that. I never bother to listen to it because I don't like it, but I certainly unfortunately have it. So let's find out. And he did some other things I didn't mind.
Leo Sayer?
No, it's not Leo Sayer.
Hello, girl. It's been a while. Guess you'll be.
It's the lovely and talented. Like I say, he did some things that I didn't mind. This was not one of them. I did mind this. Paul Davis.
I never knew who wrote that song.
He didn't write it. He sang it. All right.
Well, no, but I know I never knew who.
He might have run it or written it. I don't know. It was on Bang. All right, number eight, Gets Worse Sometimes When We Touch. Gets
that
worse.
One, I don't know. I mean, I knew the song, but I don't know who sang it.
Well, it's probably to your credit that you don't remember Dan Hill. Yes, indeed.
No, I don't remember Dan Hill. No, and I didn't like that song.
I didn't like any of them. I had to play them all. All right, now let's see what happens after that. Number 9, dance, 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 yowza, yowza.
Yowza, yowza. That, I don't know who wrote that one either. I know the song, dance, dance, dance.
It's by,
yeah, I don't know.
It's by Chic. All right.
I never heard of Chic.
Yes, you have. Chic was a big group. You have heard of them if you were around in that period of time period.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, you absolutely were. Well, yeah, like La Freak, Chic. You know that record. It's just, it was too big a hit that you wouldn't know it, especially if you were in high school. This was La Freak. So unless you were going to school in a convent, you know that song.
No, I wasn't.
So, let's see. So, did we finish with the number 10? Yes, I think we... Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, God. Just the Way You Are is number 10.
Just the Way You Are. I should know this. Just the Way You Are. Oh, the one, I Love You Just the Way You Are. Oh, Billy Joel.
Very good. All right. Well, you got some. You didn't win, but you got some.
Okay. All right. Then, I know, can I request a song? I've been falling asleep.
Well,
this time of year, I have seasonal depression, and I turned on your show and just fell asleep.
Well, good. I consider it to be medicinal then. I'm glad to help. But since you're sleeping, probably no reason to request anything. I think we still have a few of yours left to play that you'll probably not hear because you'll be slumbering.
Well, I think, you know, I got to get up early for my day trading. But anyhow, there is a song that I wanted to hear. It's called Reunite. I don't know
Reunited
who wrote it.
Reunited as Peaches and Herb.
Yeah, and then the other one was Solid Like a Rock.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. All right. We'll see what we can do.
Well, those are nice songs.
We'll see what we can do.
When the hippies,
all right.
That's when the hippie stuff ended and the nicer ballad came out again.
All right, good deal. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right. So,
okay, buddy.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't want to think about these songs. All right, but I do have another bumper coming up, and maybe the theme will become apparent with this next bumper, or maybe the artist, since he is well known. We're going to do some radio trivia with Tim from Shreveport. James on the South Side wants World War II, and there's plenty of room available for you on Monday Night Trivia. 888-876-5593 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio. Fire, fire.
Jacqueline, I'm so in love with you, my Jacqueline. My heart belongs to you, my Jacqueline. Oh, won't you say you love me too? As a magazine and twice as sassy, Jackie, you're the one for me. Jacqueline, I'm so in love with you, my Jacqueline. My heart belongs to you, my Jacqueline. Oh, won't you say you love me too? Say you love me too.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, that was one of my favorite records when that came out in 1958, and it wasn't even R&B. It was mostly country, but it charted pop, too. So who is he? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, so Brian's going to guess on a bumper. All right, Brian, what'd you hear you know?
You said that group was a Southern California band?
Yes.
Would that be the group named Love?
No.
No. Because they had one hit, My Little Red Book.
Yes.
And that...
This hit was bigger than My Little Red Book that this group had.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'll be interested to hear at the end of the show.
All right. Good deal.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. All right, we're going to do a few radio trivia things. So Tim in Shreveport, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, can't complain.
Okay, so...
So
what?
That last bumper stumper you had, that's Bobby Helms.
Bobby?
Who? Bobby Helms.
Bobby Helms is right. It is Bobby Helms. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goshen, Indiana's own. One of the few records you can hear with an Indiana accent. Sounds just like a Hoosier.
Oh, yeah. Good artist back
in the
day.
I thought so, too. All right. Yeah. So you want a, and you're a winner for that, but you wanted a radio question. I think since you got the bumper stumper, we don't need to ask you a radio question.
Okay.
So, hang on. Don't go away. Gee, and I had one picked out, too. All right, so I can adapt that question for Gary. The way I was going to state it's far too easy, but for Gary, we're going to state it another way. So, Gary and Austin, you heard a bumper you know. Hopefully it wasn't Bobby Helms.
Yeah, it was Bobby Helms, okay. But Tim got it, and good for him.
All right. So we all know good old Bill Meeks was the first to syndicate jingles in 1951. PAMS, and everybody knows PAMS. What does PAM stand?
Right.
What does PAM stand for?
Oh, I think it's something like Program and Music Service.
Production, Advertising, and Merchandising Service.
Okay, I was completely wrong.
Yes, because I believe, although I don't know it, but like many of the Dallasites at the time, they were also looking at commercial music production, like for commercials or sponsors and all that, so it wasn't just radio.
Sure.
So yeah, Production, Advertising, and Merchandising Service.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
cool.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, great.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
bye.
So... 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And, Bill Meeks was an interesting guy. He was a radio time salesman, and he had created jingles for some of the clients that he was selling to. So that's why he figured, well, hell, I just don't go into business. And so that's when he started PAM's Advertising Agency, Inc. And at the time, they're really, you know, this is precursor to a Top 40 station, so there really wasn't a call. But, boy, when Top 40 stations came about, Bill Meeks was right on it, to say the least. And, in fact, by the end of 64, that was pretty much all PAMS was doing. And you probably know all the different packages, and you probably have favorites and Sonobox or whatever. All right. So meanwhile, we digress. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. We're going to Alex. Alex in Round Lake wants more charts. All right, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so we're going to do 1973 May, huh?
Yes.
All right, and where were you?
Oh, I think I was graduating high school.
Oh, okay. All right. May of 1973. Now, I remember all these records. I was production director for WQAM, a Top 40 station, so I heard these stations, these records nonstop, whether I wanted to or not. All right.
Okay.
Number one, You Are the Sunshine of My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number two, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. Well, just give me the group.
Can't remember the name.
Tony Orlando and, you can do this.
Dawn.
There we are. Okay.
Dawn. Yeah.
Number three, Little Willie.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Little Willie.
Little Willie. Okay.
Oh, man. Every nine-year-old boy called for this record nonstop.
I know. Little Willie, Willie won't. My Little Willie. I can't remember the...
Die!
Yeah. I can't remember. Okay. What was there? What was the name?
It was The Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who later became Sweet, but on that record it was The Sweet. Number four.
The Sweet.
Frankenstein.
Oh, Johnny Winter.
Well,
Edgar Winter.
Thank you. All right. Yes, Edgar. Yeah. Edgar. Winter. All right. Number five, Daniel.
Elton John.
Yes. Number six, My Love.
Oh, My Love does it. Paul McCartney.
Yes, absolutely. Wings, actually. Yes.
Okay.
It's like that old joke, what do you call a dog with wings? Well, you can answer for yourself. All right. Number seven, Drift Away.
Dobie Gray.
Yes. Number eight, Stuck in the Middle with You.
A Steeler's Wheel.
Absolutely. Number nine, Pillow Talk.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Well, she became a very big woman in rap and things like that. Had her own record label, but earlier than that, she was in a duo, and had one big hit.
Ooh, boy!
All right.
You know, I don't know.
Sylvia, as in Mickey and Sylvia, okay. Love is Strange, and Sylvia,
oh,
as in Sylvia, okay. Robinson. All those different rap labels and all that. Yep. And number 10,
right.
Wildflower.
Oh.
On Capitol.
Oh, I can't remember his... Yeah, I can't remember his name.
It's a group.
Flower. And they called her Wildflower. I can't remember.
Skylark.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, try again next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. We'll get back to it for the second hour of Monday Night Trivia starting in moments here on WGN Radio.
I call my baby.
How did you call?
I call her on the telephone.
What did she say?
She told me she was all alone.
What did you do?
Okay, so who is that? Yeah. And what do all these artists have in common? So, 888-876-5593. I thought that was a wonderful song. It was a flip side for them, actually. And yes, they had hits. All right, so we're going to, by the way, I should repeat my question because at the end of the night, if you don't get it, I will reveal it. And that is, people buy this everywhere. Now, in America, they pay the most for it on average in Oklahoma and the least for it on average in West Virginia, about $6.25 in Oklahoma and Hawaii, about the same. And then in West Virginia, just $2.50 on average. Pay for what? What is it that they are buying? People are buying this everywhere. All right, so I don't know what to tell you as far as other hints. But you can have your own category. And oh, do we ever prove that. And we're about to right now with James on the South Side. How's it going tonight, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here. I was going to take some shots at that question first.
Okay, let's have it.
Okay, I'm going to say, are the paper spam?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say slices of pizza.
Nope.
Okay. I guess gotta go for the more extreme things now. Okay. We're going to say a candy bar?
Nope.
Okay. They pay for gas? A gallon of gas?
Nope. Two more.
Okay. They pay for a newspaper?
Nope. One more.
They pay for toothpaste?
Nope. All right, then. So you want your World War II question?
Yeah.
When the Allies landed on the beaches of Normandy, what were the code name they used for the five beaches?
Okay. Juneau, Utah. Juneau, Utah.
What if I told you that neither of those were right? Although Utah and Juneau had been used at two other landings, but not Normandy.
Let me go back and go back through it again then. Okay. If it isn't those ones, then let's see. I'm going to say Omaha?
Nope.
Okay.
Now remember, this is the landing zones assigned to the Allies.
Okay. Oh boy. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I may be overthinking.
No. You may be right. Let me check this on another source. I don't believe my source. Okay. Okay. Now, you gave me Utah and Omaha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me three more.
Sword?
Good. Give me two more. You already gave me one of them, so you only have two more to go here. Utah, Omaha,
okay.
Sword?
I'm going to say,
Well, you gave me one of them before. Come on, you can do this again. Think about what you told me before.
Okay. Omaha.
Yeah, Utah. No, Omaha. Okay. Sword.
Okay, sword. Juneau.
Right. That's the fourth. Now, give me the fifth.
Okay, that would be. That would be the second American landing zone, which was I'll tell you
that it's not a place.
Okay. Oh, It's not point de hoc.
Nope. No. It's just it's one word. It's one syllable word.
Gold.
Gold. Yes, we have. That's all five. And yes, why I checked the sources was the landing zones assigned to them were Terre Green, Victor, Charlie, Dog, and Fox. But the five beaches were Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juneau, and Sword.
Okay.
So we'll consider
And I was going to, I was going to take a quick guess at your what the meaning of the song thing might be.
Oh yeah, what do you think?
I am going to say that they there's by the same producer.
Nope.
Or the same record label.
Nope. All sorts of different record labels.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thanks. Hang on. Don't go away. You are a winner. All right. So absolutely, he knows his beaches as opposed to his landing zones. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right. So we put James on hold for there. Dakota and Aurora's got a trivia guess. I want to hear it. What do you think?
I got two guesses. One of them is a Big Mac sandwich.
No. What's the next one?
And my next, if it's not gasoline, then it should be diesel per gallon.
Oh, that's good, too. It's not that either.
Well, it was a whiffer try anyway, so
absolutely
I'll call you next time, okay?
I hope you will. Thanks. Appreciate the call. All right. So
will do.
Good to talk to Dakota. Good answers. They just weren't right. All right, so we'll be doing original Star Trek trivia with Mark, and there's plenty of room for you, too. There's another bumper coming up, another bumper stumper. Easy artist, I think. Maybe the theme will start to be apparent. I don't know. I'm not sure you're going to get this theme, but hopefully you'll surprise me. Then our question, which will retire tonight. People buy this everywhere. Now, in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma and the least for it in West Virginia. So what I want to know is, what is it? It's about $6.25 in Oklahoma. It's about $2.50 in West Virginia. And a lot of people buy it. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So you don't know my questions and you have no idea about my bumper stumpers, well, you can have your own category. And we prove that every night, sky's the limit on that. So just give us a call, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Rosie, oh my lucky charm, when you're in my arms, I'm happy as can be. Oh, Rosie, every time we meet, my heart skips a beat, I'm happy to repeat. Oh, Rosie, oh, Rosie, you are the one. Tell me, oh, tell me, you'll be my number one hot dog. Your answer do, I promise to be true, oh, just you wait and see, oh, Rosie, don't make me lose my self-control, girl, Rosie, Rosie, you got a little heart of gold, everybody loves you, I know the reason why, you put the sun shine way up in the sky. There's really something the way you drive me wild. You make my heart sing with your Mona Lisa smile. Rosie, oh Rosie.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's pretty easy. And what do all the artists have in common? Maybe that's not as easy. All right, so 888-876-5593. If you don't know my question, and that's where we're wondering about this, people buy this everywhere. And in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma and the least for it in West Virginia. Oklahoma pay about $6.25. West Virginia, they pay about $2.50. For what? All right, Mark in Aurora wants original Star Trek, so welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm hello.
All right, very good. You'll get this right away. Who was you will. Who was the
famous
captain?
Last word.
No, you'll know. Who was the captain in the original pilot episode?
Christopher Pike.
Absolutely. Captain Pike, yes, in charge of the Enterprise.
Yes.
Later appeared in another episode. Do you know the...
And he showed up later.
I was going to say, he showed up later in another episode. Do you remember the episode?
Let's see. Well, I know he was in the cage.
No, that's not it. That's all right, by the way.
He was in... No, wait a minute. The cage was the episode from which the menagerie was derived.
All right, that's right. The menagerie is absolutely where he was.
And at that point, he was in a device that kind of allowed him to get around and to beep one for yes and two for no, but he couldn't talk and he looked ugly and he was badly injured, and the creatures from the Forbidden Planet offered him a lifetime of a fantasy world, and he decided to go with that. And the episode ends very profoundly with the creature saying to Captain Kirk, "The captain has an illusion, and you have reality. May you find your way as pleasant."
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an episode that leaves you thinking.
Well, there you go. You are a winner.
And it's the only two-part episode in the whole series.
Okay.
Yeah. Menagerie Part 1 and 2.
All right. Well, and like I say, you are a winner.
All righty.
All right, don't go away. Stay right where you are. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And we've got Cindy with her trivia guesses, which we'll get to in a moment. We've got Big Bang, which we'll do here in a moment. And Brian, a first-time caller, will get there. Don't go away, Brian. He wants to talk about Tommy James. All right, we can do that and more. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now let's see what we're doing here. Well, actually, we'll talk to Brian. So Brian's a first-time caller. We don't want to make him wait. How's it going, Brian?
Hi, Raleigh. Great. A little cold, but great.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah. I have a question. I wanted to pick your brain, if I could, for a moment.
Okay.
I, back in the middle 70s, became friends with a couple in Michigan. But they were from Chicago, and they used to tell me a story all the time. Now, they had a small recording studio in Chicago, and that Tommy James came to them with some silly song called "My Baby Does the Hanky Panky." And I was just curious if you maybe were familiar with them. I was trying to see if there was any truth to that old story.
I don't think so. And let me tell you what I do know. He was in Michigan. You're right, Tommy James and his group, and they had been the Echoes, and then Tom and the Tornadoes, and then in 64 they became the Shondells. And there was a disc jockey in Niles, Michigan, WNIL, who had formed his own little label, Snap Records, and the Shondells were one of the local bands that he recorded at WNIL's in the radio station, in the studios, in the production room. And they chose Hanky Panky. It was already on a Raindrops album because Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich had written it, and it was on one of the Raindrops albums. So it was a hit locally. But the problem is, like a lot of people, Jack Douglas had no money to do this nationally. Now, next thing we know, you gotta understand what's going on with Pittsburgh. And by the way, this was a deal that happened routinely there. It was I knew of several instances where what would happen was a couple of guys in Pittsburgh would go through and find records that were never hits or minor hits that nobody would ever hear of, and they would bootleg them, and they'd pay the night jock, and I won't mention any names, to play them. All right, now, the reason I know about this is I had a good friend who worked in Atlanta with Sir Raggedy Flagg, who was an artist who did a song. Well, my Atlanta friend got a job in McKeesport at, in Pittsburgh, and he heard an advertisement for Sir Raggedy Flagg. And he thought, oh, good, I get to see Paul Flagg, he worked with at the radio station. So he goes to the venue, and of course, as you can guess, it's not Paul Flagg. Because this is just... So anyway, he pipes up, and basically, they threaten to kill him. And so, Tommy, holy moly Goodwin. They threatened to kill Tommy. And so he left, obviously. But then he had told me the story, and then he said, you'll find out this happened with a lot of records. Well, it happened with Hanky Panky. But the odd part of the story is that Tommy James got wind of it. There were no more Shondells anymore because they got out of high school and went on and got jobs, right? And so, right. So the deal is that... he finds out about it. And the reason he finds out about it is the bootleg actually also said Snap Records, and it had a phone number. So people called. Oh, yeah, I know. Just ridiculous. So anyway, next thing you know, he shows up. And like I say, they didn't threaten to kill him. What they said is, your record's so hot, you're going on tour next week. And he said, well, wait, I don't have a band. And they said, well, then find one. And so they found him a band near the airport lounge and did that. Now, you also notice that it was on roulette. Now, why was it on roulette? Well, Morris Levy, need I say any more? The fix was in on that. And, the band actually made some rounds. They went to Atlantic and some other places. And basically, Jerry Wexler at Atlantic said, guys, Morris Levy called us and it said it's my freaking record and that's okay. And so when that happened, they had no choice but to sign with roulette. And so, that was the deal. And so, I think it was the Thunderbird Lounge where they found the Shondells actually. So that's how it happened. But so I'm unaware of a Chicago connection there.
Yeah, it may have been just a wise tale that they told over the years, but and I cannot for the life of me remember what they said the name of the recording label was. But yeah, they always said. Because I'd play it every once in a while. Yeah. I had the 45, and when I think about it, I think it did have roulette on the...
Oh,
on
yeah,
the
no,
label.
The one that got released to the rest of us absolutely had roulette on it, yes. But the bootleg and the original Little Niles label was Snap.
Snap, they were Niles. So that's funny, too, because they talk about Niles, and a lot of their family was around Niles area.
So who knows, maybe they knew Jack Douglas.
That name doesn't ring a bell. No, it doesn't. But yeah, it was cool. But I figured out. I listen to you every night when I'm driving with my son, and I thought, man, Raleigh might know that story.
Yeah, I knew it well. And Bob Mack was the guy who had the clubs. That's how he found other Shondells. Actually, I had Tommy James on when he wrote his book about, you know, me and the mob, the roulette story. And I said, well, you understand why you were on roulette. And I told him what was going on, and he was absolutely unaware that that was a thing there.
So, really?
Yeah, but it was absolutely a thing there. They did it with a lot of records, and I'll leave all the names out of it. All right. Thanks for calling. Call me again, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh. Right. I appreciate talking to you.
Okay, good. All right, bye. All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and get back to it on WGN Radio.
Started all over again. You smiled and put me right back in a trance. You smiled and I didn't have a chance. I said it's over and done with, and I found someone new to have my fun with. But I started all over again. Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Actually, it surprised me more than you. It wasn't what I expected to play, but there it is. It's a gift, to say the least. All right, so, and what they all have in common, all these artists, they do have something very specific in common. So that's the Bumper Stumpers. And then our question, people buy this everywhere, and in America, they pay the most for it in Oklahoma, about $6.25, and least for it, about $2.50 in West Virginia. What is it? All right, so Joan and Waukegan is going to take some guesses. What do you think, Joan?
I would say food items.
No, but you'd have to be specific. You couldn't just say food.
Coffee.
Well, be more specific. You're in the
right. Cups of coffee?
No, you're in the, okay, be more specific. You're in the right ballgame, and I don't want to let you go because if you don't get it, somebody else will based upon your clues. So you can do this.
Starbucks coffee?
All right, so let's forget about brand names, but if you're saying Starbucks, what usually are people buying?
Lattes or?
Or, come on, you can do this.
Oh, goodness.
You can. I know you can.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh, no. I don't want to let you go. Because, like I say, everybody else will just be all over you. But it is a cup of coffee. It's a regular blank. And it's a kind of coffee. And it's the big hit. And that's why it's $6.25 in one place and $2.50 in another. You can do this.
The Grande cup of coffee.
No. See, what I'm saying is, don't worry about brands. Worry about types. In other words, a lot of people could make this. And let's say when you're making it, obviously coffee is espresso coffee is the main ingredient, but it's going to be made with pressurized steam.
Oh my God, I don't know. I'll be a team player and pass it off to the next person.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I want you to do this. Well, you thought about lattes, and lattes is an espresso drink. So what would the other espresso drink be?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know because I really don't drink it that often.
And I don't drink it ever. But this is one of those very well-known things.
Espresso?
No, that's it is obviously they're both espresso drinks, but if it's not a latte, it's this has thicker foam. The latte is probably creamier. This is probably stronger. The latte is probably smoother. Usually it's in like a demitasse. It's in a small cup.
Cappuccino?
Thank you, we have a winner. All right, I knew you could do it. All right, Joan. Boy, I tell you what, I did not want you to go because the next person would just pick it up and say, cappuccino, and they'd be right. But you are right. That is it. So is the deal. Cappuccinos are vastly different in price from state to state. And I was very surprised. They don't say why that Oklahoma, in fact, it was $6.25 when I started this, but I read a more recent number and they say it's $6.42 now there. Illinois is one of the cheaper places for this, truth be known. So that's the deal. But it ranges from, mid sixes to mid twos. But Illinois, average $3.50, same with Kansas and Alaska.
Might be based on volume.
I don't know. Yeah, right. They put less in it. Who knows? Well, you're a winner. How about that?
Great.
All right. Well, hang on and don't hold your breath. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you get a certificate and then something else you don't want. So don't go away. All right. So, it'd be a CD or a DVD or a tabloid. Might be a tabloid. But the certificates are fun. And we've been woe behind because, 2 years ago, John had the hemorrhagic stroke and it sort of has delayed things. But we're back to it now. We're printing those certificates every day. There are hundreds. All right. Yeah. I didn't know we could have that many winners in that short, almost 3 years, a period of time. 888-876-5593. We welcome back Jim from Richmond. How are you, Jim? Jim, are you still with us? No, what am I doing wrong? Jim did not wait? Oh, maybe went to sleep. I don't know. Jim, I've got your Big Bang trivia question. If you think about it, you call me back. Sorry about that. And I think that Cheryl and Elgin also had a guess at this, but we already had the right answer. So I've got to come up with another question. All right. Or maybe Cheryl wanted to guess on something else. Or maybe she's gone. We'll check it out. Are you there, Cheryl? No, Cheryl left us. All right. Very good. But Ruth and Gurney wants dreams trivia. All right. I can probably do that. And we'll be back to her with that. And Cindy, I think, was going to guess on that, too. So I need another question. All right. I kind of like this one, actually. All right. There's two I like, but one, when you get one, we'll give you the other one. Assuming they do it at all in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen. Men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Assuming they do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I want to know, no.
How can I forget?
I've got to know, no.
How can I forget?
How could I forget? Was lonely. She chased away, the little girl chased away all of my blues. When I was down and out, she went somewhere and bought me. She bought me a brand new pair of shoes. So tell me, tell me, tell me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yes, and big, well-known artist. And I see that. But by the way, telling me trivia guest doesn't tell me much. I know that. Yes, if I knew the guesses, I could. Anyway, we'll talk about that some other time. All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I do this kind of blind when I look at a screen and every caller is just trivia guest. Okay, except for Jim, we're going to do Big Bang Trivia. But Judy is a first-time caller from Chicago, so she gets the floor. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm so glad I was channeled. Surfing on the radio, and I ran into your show, and I've been listening to it for about a week.
Well, great. Glad to have you.
Yeah, you have a very good show.
Well, thank you. So what do you think?
You're welcome. Okay, for the trivia question, can I give you three answers?
You can give me up to six.
Okay. I say smoke, eat, or drink.
None of those. Do you have any more?
Dang. smoke, eat, or drink. I'm going to say watch TV.
Nope. Got two more if you want them.
Okay. And read a book.
Nope.
Okay. I don't know the last one. I can't think of nothing else.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back. You get six more, and it's good to hear from you.
Okay, right. Thank you,
thanks.
Riley.
Appreciate it, Judy.
All right. All right,
so,
bye-bye.
Nice to meet Judy. 888-876-5593. And Jim called back in Richmond. So, Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Raleigh. I'm living in the Arctic Circle.
Oh, I'll bet you are. But as I was saying, tomorrow, when I saw it was going to be 60 below in Montana, I thought, you know, maybe it's not so bad in Illinois. But what's the expected high or low tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, it'll be 13 below.
Okay.
And it could be 20 to 25 below wind chill.
You're not going out.
No, I'm fighting to keep my pipes from freezing.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, keep running water or whatever you do. Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
and
man.
I want to tell you the story of what happened over the weekend in Skokie.
What?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, good. I have a full show.
The 36-inch main water coming from Evanston into Skokie broke on Friday, and they closed the Old Orchard Mall. They closed the high school. They closed the whole town until this morning. They let everything go back to normal.
All right. Well, you'll tell me all about that. All right. So,
okay.
Your Big Bang trivia question. It's easy. What rhythmic instrument does Raj master, adding a secret beat to his already cool vibe?
He plays the guitar.
No, it's not the guitar. It's a rhythmic instrument. You can do this.
That Raj plays?
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is the guitar, because he plays on.
Well, no, this is rhythmic, so it's hand drums, but it has a name.
No, I missed that one too.
Really? Oh man, I figured that would have been easy, but maybe not. It's the tabla, T-A-B-L-A.
I don't even know what that is. But yet, that's 2 weeks in a row I lost.
Oh, no, no. Well, then next week we have to make up for it.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
And then I want to tell you tomorrow what happened here in Skokie.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it. Call me tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so, yeah, the tabla. I have no idea what the tabla might be. I just looked it up. It's like a drum-like thing. But and never having seen the show, I don't know how difficult or easy that would have been. All right, so Stephanie in Madison heard a bumper she knows, so what'd you hear?
Hey, I think it's Chuck Jackson.
There was no Chuck Jackson.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought I'd give it a guess.
Yes, that's nice.
Hey, the tabla, I've heard it in Indian music.
Right.
Yeah, listen, all right, I will hang up so you can get somebody else on here and have a good one, Raleigh.
All right, you too, thanks, appreciate it.
All right,
bye-bye. So, let's see what we can do about dreams with Ruth here. I'll be looking at that. In the meantime, Dave called back with some guesses. And so, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I'm thinking prayer.
No.
I'm thinking making the bed.
Nope.
After you get up.
Nope.
I'm thinking, what do men do in a bed that women don't do?
Assuming they do it at all in the home, women are most likely to do this in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what?
Clean the bathroom.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Cindy in Chicago has got some guesses, I believe. Are you there, Cindy?
Well, I was just, like, narrowing it down to things I could think of. I was going to guess coffee on the last one, and I can't believe that but I wouldn't have known whatever, cappuccino. But anyhow, I was thinking make a list of things to do for the day.
Nope.
And then the other thing I wanted to tell you is I sing that song to my cat when I pick him up and cuddle him. My baby does the hanky panky.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know why.
Cat hasn't run out yet. All right. Well, very good. Still have the cat, so it's tolerating it somehow. All right.
And then usually a male cat, if you cuddle him and give him a kiss on the cheek, they go mental and just get away from you.
All right.
They're not
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yes. Very good. All right, so 888-876-5593. And we'll get to Cleveland Dennis, who's got some guesses. And we've got, let's see, what else do we have here? Of course, Ruth, I'm working on her dreams right now. But Jay is a first-time caller, and he's in Northbrook. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself, Jay?
Good. I've got an answer for your question.
Okay.
How about clip your toenails?
No. What an interesting guess. I have no idea if there's a study on that, though probably there is. I hope it didn't get a grant. But thank you for trying, and I hope you will call me again
thank
soon.
You.
All right, good deal.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And so I'm sitting here, by the way, while I'm talking to you guys, I'm looking at answers for Ruth on her dream question, and I found one where it talks about what does it mean if you dream that you see bathrooms? And I thought, well, what it means to me is that you better get up and use one, but apparently no, it has other meanings. We won't be asking Ruth that. All right, so Cleveland Dennison, Elgin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh, enjoying the show tonight. And your last caller... Yeah, he used my guess, and I'm not good at going beyond the guess that I had in mind, but that's what it was. Now, at the same time, you mentioned Hanky Panky. I remember, as I listened to Cleveland radio, that Hanky Panky came out, wasn't a hit, and then it came back, I don't know, a year later or 6 months later, and it was big.
Well, firstly, it was originally on a Raindrops album, so you could have heard it on that. But yeah, on
I'm talking on
Snap. That's correct. I explained it. It was a hit in Niles, and it got a little airplay, but it didn't have any distribution, so it died. And then it was bootlegged out of Pittsburgh and became a big hit.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I just wanted to mention that. But you know, I want to make a request. I missed it on the. By the Holly date of the 3rd or whenever that was at the beginning of the month. But can you play Modern Don Juan for me at some point?
Okay.
My buddy Holly?
Yep, yeah. We'll do it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Like I said, I'm enjoying the show. You got it going tonight.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Good to hear from you. Thanks. Appreciate it. And we'll have four more bumper stumpers for next hour. And I think I've completed all the commercial breaks I needed to do this hour. So it's interesting. I see different answers on this dreams. So we're going to go with this question for Ruth. Though, well, let's see. I can probably phrase it while we are here and speaking. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. It is cold enough to freeze all the witchcraft spells.
Ah.
And that question about the bathroom,
yes.
I would have said feng shui, but that wouldn't have been a dream analysis interpretation. But personally, I would say if you had that, it would mean feng shui. I hardly ever dream. I don't drink alcohol or coffee. I would have never known the cappuccino. But I had a premonition. You played a song, and I won't request it because my premonition was, don't request it, don't listen to it, and that was Mr. Sandman. So now that's interesting that I had a premonition on that particular song. Oh, I have hundreds of premonitions.
All right.
Almost as many as my fortune cookies.
Do you want
what question do you have for dreams?
All right. We're going to talk about recurring dreams. As you probably know, falling is the most common dream in the North, the West, the Southwest, and the South. Not in the Midwest. It's number two in the Midwest. What is the most common dream reported by sleepers in the Midwest?
Wow. Well, like I said, I don't give dreams very rarely, and they're all more accurate. They aren't these you try to figure out.
But
I would say running.
Well, okay, not running, but close enough, I would think. It's being chased.
Oh, exercising. That's
no,
wonderful.
No, believe me, it's not exercising. It's being chased, like by something that's going to get you.
Okay.
So, yes.
That's great. I never expected to get that close. That's it.
All right.
That's exactly what I want.
All right. Good deal. Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate it.
Good night.
All right. So there you have it. We have another hour of Monday Night Trivia, even though technically it is now Tuesday Morning Trivia Central. But we will be back to it with questions for you, and hopefully you will win on WGN Radio.
What have I done to you, my baby, to make you want to leave me this way? What can I say to you, my darling girl, to make you want to stay? But instead, you wanna go. There was a time, my darling, when we shared our love together, girl. But now you have changed, don't you know you have changed? But my love, don't you know it still remains? But you,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's a fine record, 1968. Who is it? All right. And what does that artist have in common with every other artist we have played? All right, we're going to get to Penny here in a moment, a first-time caller, but I also see Farron, from one of my WLAC listeners, is calling. Don't go away, Farron. Penny, welcome to WGN Radio.
I'm here.
All right. And you have a guess for me, and I should probably repeat the question, and that is, assuming they do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what?
I would say check their breath, or check the way they look, maybe their teeth or their appearance.
Nice guess, but not right.
Oh.
But I'm so glad you called, and I hope you will again.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So we welcome Penny to the show and hope she does call again. And Farron, all right, it's reunion time from Louisiana now. Welcome to WGN Radio.
I am so honored that you remember, because it's been 15 or 20 years ago.
Oh, I know. Yes, 2003.
Wow. What a memory you have.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can answer your question about what women do in the kitchen that men do in the bedroom.
Okay.
Dance.
Oh, I love that. That's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, well, and the song you were playing, How Can I Forget, is Jimmy Holiday.
Well, it's I love the Jimmy Holiday version. That's my favorite, but this is the original.
Oh. Hmm.
And this is a well-known artist. See, only you and I know Jimmy Holiday. Everybody knows this guy.
Jimmy Holiday is the one I played back in 63 on the radio station KRIH in Rayville, Louisiana.
All right. Well, and Jimmy Holiday was the preferred version as far as I'm concerned. But no, it is not originally Jimmy Holiday. A very, very well-known artist.
Benny King?
Yes.
I can't believe I remember that.
Ben E. King did it originally, and I think Jimmy Holiday did it so much better.
Must be, because that's the one I remember playing, although I probably played the Benny King once in a while also.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
so what have you been doing?
Well, I left Nashville 4 years ago and came back to my hometown of Rayville.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not doing anything in particular.
Good.
Just playing with my record collection and, as I have been doing for many years.
Excellent.
We have a little thrift store here in town that's a church food ministry, and they have a little thrift store, and they asked me if I would, they had a little temporary building that they got, and they asked me if I would run it as a bookstore.
Uh-huh.
And I told them I didn't want to because I didn't think they would have enough inventory turnover.
Uh-huh.
And then a week later, I had a thought, and that thought was, you know that when you pass away, those 45s are going in a dumpster. No one wants them.
Right.
So I gave the little thrift store 20,000 45s.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, have they sold?
Well, it's been about a year ago, and I told him, I said, you can't expect nobody's going to come in here and look through them and buy one or two. We've got to find record collectors.
Yes.
And so far, we have found three record collectors. By the way, anybody who wants to come down to Rayville, Louisiana to care and share, we still have 15,000 because those three collectors bought 5,000 of them.
Okay.
At a dollar a piece. So okay. We did very well with that. And so that's what I do. I go out and run that little bookstore 8 hours a week. We're only open for 4 hours on two different days. And then I just do different things with my record collection. I'm still making compilations.
Oh, yeah.
I have at least a compilation, at least one compilation for every year back to 1890.
Oh, my God.
And for some years, most years, I have many more. On the year I graduated high school, I have 27 volumes of 1962 music with no repeats.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what I've been doing, just living the retired life. I just turned 80.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Life is good. Jesus is with me.
Good. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So you're kind of, I know where Rayville is because, of course, I used to drive the interstates all the time. So you're kind of halfway between Vicksburg and Monroe, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And I like to tell people, this is where I grew up.
Yeah.
I like to tell people that I grew up between start and done. Because on one side of Rayville is Start, Louisiana, and on the other side of Rayville is D-U-N-N, Louisiana.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's a good life. I'm really enjoying my octogenarian year.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you're still with us, and I'm so glad you're still making compilations. That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. And I make, you know, specials for different people. Someone came by recently and was looking for a record they'd been looking for years and years and years.
What was it?
And it was, I'm going to have a senior moment. It was, Let's Work Together.
Oh, okay. Sure, Wilbert Harrison.
Yes, and he had been looking for it, he said, for about 8 years, all over the country.
Oh, wow.
And I walked over to the records that were there in the little thrift store, and I walked over and I handed him a mint copy.
Oh, my God.
And I can't tell you, this man was just as excited as you could be.
I'll bet. Yeah. I'll just bet. That's wonderful.
So I'm so glad. I'm so glad I have discovered you. It was by accident. I was kind of having a little insomnia because I have a little cold.
Yeah.
It's kind of keeping me up tonight. And I was just trying to see if I could pick up any stations, you know, far away. And suddenly I heard your voice and I said, no, couldn't be. Sure enough, it was.
Well, I'm delighted you called and you win. So it'll take forever to get something, but you'll get a certificate and something you probably don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid.
Oh, great. I'll put it with my other CDs.
All right. Well, hang on and call me again.
I will do that.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So good to hear from Farron. So let's put Farron on hold, have John get all the particulars, and we will eventually get him stuff. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to David from Muskegon. Charts, 1968. Cheryl called back. Oh, she's got a guess. All right. So let's see what it is. All right, Cheryl. So what do you think?
I have a guess on your new question.
Okay.
And I want to say, great show tonight, as usual. You keep me up way too late on Monday nights, but I don't mind.
Thank you.
Anyway, is it talking on the phone to, you know, like an old friend or something? You want a little privacy?
It's not, but that's a nice guess. I like the guess. It's just not right.
Oh, okay.
All right, but thanks for trying, and call me again.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so, yes, not that. Now, is there anybody? Let's see. Rita in Harwood Heights has a guess. All right, what do you think, Rita?
Well, I have a couple of things. I thought that, you know, with women in the kitchen, you take off your rings and your watch, and then maybe turn on the radio or TV as you're doing your work. And then the men, they go into the bedroom, they take off their rings and so forth and put them in a little dish on the buffet or on the dresser, mm-hmm. and then they turn on their TV or the radio.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Okay. Just thought I'd try.
And I'm glad you did, and I hope you will again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so charts from 1968 are coming up next right here, and another Bumper Stumper on WGN Radio.
A time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always. Graduation day. Danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day. Though we leave in sorrow, all the joy
WGN Radio. I'm Molly James. So, it'll shock the hell out of you if you don't know who that is when you find out. And I will identify it here at the end of the show, unless you do first. But who is he? And what does he have in common with every other artist that we played tonight? Yeah, I'd be very surprised if you know, but impressed if you do. All right, David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'd like to do try to do charts from 1968 from January of that year.
All righty. Number one, Judy in Disguise.
John Fred and the Playboy Band.
Number two, Chain of Fools.
Aretha Franklin.
Number three, Hello, Goodbye.
The Beatles.
Number four, Woman, Woman.
Gary Puckett and Union Gap.
Number five, Green Tambourine.
The Lemon Pipers.
Yes. Number six, Daydream Believer.
The Monkees.
Yes. Number seven, Bend Me, Shape Me.
The American Breed.
Number eight, I Second That Emotion.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Number nine, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Now,
well, Gladys Knight and the Pips did a version of that.
Well, yeah, and that's the one you want for January of 1968. All right. Number ten, If I Could Build My Whole World Around You.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
All right. We have a winner. You got all 10.
Yes. And you know that bumper? I think that's the Four Freshmen, isn't it?
Oh, hell no. And when you hear who it is, you will be shocked.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely shocked. Yeah. Speechless, even.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Yeah, because, I probably will be. You know, I haven't heard from Fran or Lisa tonight,
I thought we heard from Lisa earlier, and Gary, Fran's other half, did call.
Okay. I don't know his voice. I got to learn his voice.
Okay.
He's blind also.
Okay.
I believe, because
yes.
She said her husband was blind,
and
she is too.
Yes, that's correct.
And because I'd like to hear what they got on their playlist, how many playlists they got,
yeah,
and how many songs they got on each, and and yeah, what right. artists they got on each individual playlist. Some of the artists, I should say,
yeah.
on each individual playlist.
I don't even know if they make playlists.
You don't?
No, I have no idea. God knows I don't.
Oh, you don't make playlists like
oh, absolutely
on your
no. I mean,
computer or anything?
Only the stuff that I put on the radio stations. Obviously, those are playlists. But no, for my own recreation, hell no, I don't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
I just play
I got several of them.
Yeah, you've told us before.
Yes, I know. Yes. I've told you before
yes.
that I've got several playlists, and I sit and listen to them because sometimes when the radio don't get it, I mean, some of the, you know, radio stations, especially your classic rock stations, don't get it. I made my own playlist, which to me is better, and I go deeper than they could,
well,
could ever think of going.
Of course, your own playlists are your choices. Nobody's going to be, quote-unquote, playing your favorite music. You'll be playing your favorite music. That's always the case.
Oh, yeah. My favorite music by my favorite, you know, bands, I should say, from the late 60s and early 70s.
Okay.
You know, because I listen to a lot of radio. I really do. I've been listening to stations out on the West Coast, believe it or not, in San Francisco. And let me think. There's another city out there.
there's a lot of them.
Fresno.
Yeah.
I've been listening to an iHeart Radio-owned station. And then I listened to an... oh, God, I can't remember the name of the city. You know, when I get done talking to you, I'll remember that station. And it's in the city is located 88 miles from San Francisco. And I've been listening to that city's stations. One of them's owned by Cumulus, and one is owned by iHeartMedia. And I've been listening to both of them as well. And I've kind of enjoyed it, though I've noticed... now, I don't know if anybody remembers this. KMPX, that was the first freeform FM station owned by Tom and Rachel Downey.
Well, actually, long before there was any ownership, what had occurred was Tom was a jock on KYA, in Top 40 Jock, and he was appearing at the Santa Clara Valley Youth Fair, and the KYA booth was next to the Fender guitar display. And halfway through his shift, he said to his engineer, "Bud, I'm going out for a cup of coffee." He never came back. And so he went home, and he was sitting there in his apartment just playing imported records that he got. He wasn't an FM visionary. It's just he was able to buy the time for 10 bucks an hour on an FM station a year later, and he couldn't do that on an AM station. Now, Rachel didn't come into the picture until after they had Autumn Records, and she applied as a receptionist there, and that's how she got the gig. But that was later. But so that's the order of that. But
and that's how that
yeah,
came
Tom Donahue and Bobby
airtime.
Right, Tom Donahue and Bobby Mitchell were the two. Yeah, absolutely, he was buying the airtime, and of course on FM it was only 10 bucks an hour.
Oh, and that's later what he was doing became college radio.
Well, no, but all right. I understand what you're saying, but no. And there would be a whole world to discuss there that probably is not suitable for airtime when I'm right up against the news. But anyway, you knew your stuff. You were absolutely right about something or other, and I forget. Oh, the charts. That's right. You got all 10 of the charts. Hang on. Don't go away. We'll pick it up right there. So right after the news and Laura and Willowbrook and Sound of Music trivia and your calls. Hopefully, got another half hour of music trivia at the end of the night before the night is over. I will reveal all the bumper stumpers and what they have in common. No one's even taken a guess on that. I tell you, you don't take many guesses on that. I'm thinking about dropping the themes, yeah, because that's a lot of work for me. And our question, of course, assuming they do it at all. By the way, you might want to underline that parenthetical portion of the sentence. Assuming they do it at all. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen, while men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's an absolute gift as far as that goes. But what does that artist have in common with every artist we've played tonight? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, Naoto is in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, it's tax season now, so I got to do some ready for that.
Oh, all right. Oh, very, very good.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get this. And, of course, we're talking Myers-Briggs, of course. And what I want to know is what type is considered to be the most resentful, someone who may take things personally, leading to anger and resentment?
Can you give me a little bit more clue?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's the one type that's considered the most resentful because they're taking things personally, leading to anger and resentment.
I think they are extroverts.
They're introverts.
Okay. I think they are thinkers, not feeling.
Okay, I don't think, as far as, they are feeling, they're not thinking.
Can I keep going?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Okay. I guess, INFJ?
ISFJ.
Oh, this was hard.
Wow. Usually you get them. So, yeah, now you'll know all about this resentment. Wow. All right.
Yeah, I learned new things. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye. All right. So, yes, ISFJ. So, yes, introvert and sensing and feeling and judging. So, 888-876-5593. And this takes us to Laura in Willowbrook. How's it going tonight, Laura?
I'm doing great. How about you, Raleigh?
I can't complain. We're doing Sound of Music as usual, yes.
Okay. Yeah, now, before I do that, I might have said it incorrectly. I would like Sound of Music lyrics, but I also would like to guess your question.
Okay, well, I didn't have lyrics on there, so I just picked a Sound of Music question. Guess my question. Go for it.
Okay. Well, this is probably too obvious, so it's not the answer, but it's the only thing I could think of. Eat breakfast.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, take a general Sound of Music question. You'll get it right.
Okay. I will.
Which Von Trapp child does Maria forget in her prayers?
Oh, I know. You're right. I know this one. I'm glad you asked this. So who does Maria forget in her prayers? Glad Best Kurt.
That's absolutely right. Kurt, that's who I forgot. God bless Kurt. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
So that is the deal. All right. Now, Laurel in Elmwood Park heard a bumper she knows. So what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
That was ELO.
Yes, that's right. The Electric Light Orchestra. You are a winner. Do you know what that they have in common with everybody else we've played?
No.
That's all right. You don't have to. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So, good deal. All right. And again, don't stand by the mailbox because it takes forever. All right. So, we'll put Laura on. And eventually you get, a certificate, which is fun and something else you don't want. All right. So, now let's see. Our question. And we have one more bumper stumper, by the way. And it, too, is really easy. But the theme, like I say, maybe I should just drop themes. It'd be easier for me. Here we go. Assuming they do it at all. In the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen. Men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Anita in Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I think it's passing gas.
I love that.
Men love to pass gas in the bedroom.
That's not right. That's hilarious, though. Truly hilarious. Yeah, I must admit, if I was looking for questions, if that was the answer, I probably wouldn't be asking it, but it's still funny.
It's true.
Yeah, boy.
It's true.
I don't doubt it.
You got a partner. You know doggone well.
you go to bed, and sure as shoot, they fart.
All righty then. Well, very good. All right, Anita, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, so,
okay,
yes,
bye-bye.
Absolutely. It's a great answer, but no, I doubt I would ask you a question that had that as a correct answer. All right, Tommy in Chicago knows a bumper. What'd you hear you know?
I knew that. Hello, Robbie. First off, how are you? And thank you for taking my call.
Always.
Someone got the ELO.
Yeah.
Showdown.
Yeah. Benny King went, but there was one after Benny King I would have expected you to know, but you probably weren't listening.
I was listening. You mentioned Johnny Holiday. I actually think I saw him in concert at the Regal as a kid, where they used to bring like an artist on to do like two songs back in the day at the Regal.
Right, absolutely.
Remember him, Johnny Holiday.
Yeah, and he just, as far as that particular song, he just knocked it out of the park compared to Benny King.
Yeah, I thought Ben didn't sound too great to me on that one.
No, exactly. But yeah, Jimmy Holiday. Jimmy Holiday, how can I forget? Yes.
Yeah, I have that one on a 45.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I do too. I think it's on Everest.
Yeah, it's a blue label.
Yep, it's a it's a kind of dark blue label, Everest.
Yeah.
All right.
I was so sorry to hear about Johnny D.
Yeah.
I hope he calls back.
I hope he will too. He's more than welcome to call.
Right. I appreciate you. And
all right.
You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
And
thanks for calling. Well,
thank
yes,
you
and you too. And we have one bumper stumper left. You'll probably get it.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I'll be listening.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, one left. Now, let's see. Oh, Tubby. Tubby has a request. Tubby, welcome back to WGN Radio.
We got cut off at this, but I was trying to see. I was asking you, how are you, first of all?
Can't complain.
And always happy to talk with you. Look, I was talking about Frank Sinatra, and we were talking about Nelson Riddle, right?
Right.
And I was asking you if you like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of his stuff very much so.
Okay, then I said I wanted you to pick me something that you really like. And you know what? I might learn something. It might be one that I don't know, okay?
Okay.
Because you really... You know stuff that other people don't know. So I would be happy for you to play a tune because you know what? Everything in my house is collapsing. This CD player over here, the TV went out, the radio, I can barely hear you. And you know what I want to say? This radio station jumped in between BBM and WGN. I don't know where they came from. And I was like, God, it's crowded on this line right here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can barely get you guys. This radio, this is Sony, plugged in, and it's acting the fool. I'm like, what's really going on? But anyway, so you didn't play nothing for me last week, right?
No, but I will this week.
Okay. Okay, whenever you get to it, play me some Frank Sinatra.
And you want
and
you
give me a little history.
All right, and you want a little Nelson Riddle.
I can
give you Nelson Riddle and Frank Sinatra stories, that's for sure.
Right, and I got one quick story because I've been holding
it.
But I got to get it out of my system. When they had one of the festivals downtown, they had the guys running around on golf courts all over. And this guy was real green that worked for the city. And he booked George Clinton, right?
Uh-huh.
They came, look. I said, this is a good one for you. You can edify me. They came from everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
And he had no idea. And everybody was commenting on how, you know, it was just fantastic. Guess who else was in town that day? I forget the occasions. Clinton, the president. So they had to have a Clinton walk. They had to come up with a code when they were running around on the walkie-talkies for the two Clintons.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that.
It was. We'll talk more later.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Later,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right. That's a wonderful story. I can only imagine. All right. Yes. Parliament Funkadelic. And, of course, the parliaments before they became parliament. Oh, yeah. Don't be sore at me, my fave. All right, so we'll get to Dave in Northside. Flintstones trivia. Sam and Gurney has a trivia guess. I'll give the question again. And there's one more bumper stumper. It's coming up. It's a gift. But good luck on telling me what that act has in common with every other artist we play tonight. All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Dreaming
I'm Raleigh James. Like I said, that's a gift. Yeah, one of my favorite records, too. Yeah, I'm a sucker for a backbeat. What can I tell you? All right, so I said that Tommy would know it, and I believe that Tommy does know it. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. You said I know this.
Yep.
Aerosmith, Last Child.
Yes, 1975 on Columbia. Absolutely right. Yeah. So what do they have? In common with everybody else who played?
I have no idea what that would have in common with Jimmy Holiday. Maybe ALO, not Jimmy Holiday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the Righteous Brothers and Bobby Helms and Benny King and yeah.
So a lot of them, I know the artists, but I don't know what they might have in common. Well, I mentioned to John that I was at that concert, Aerosmith concert, the day that they released that album. They had a concert in Chicago at either the Riviera or the Uptown.
Wow.
And I went to see Aerosmith that night. Same night it was released.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's the only Aerosmith record I like, but I like it a lot. And so I have it on KJ, and it's just every time John hears it, he's like, well, that doesn't fit. I said, yeah, it does. The theme is records I like. So
yeah, John had a chuckle when I said I knew that one.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I have a feeling nobody is going to get our theme. So, because I'm looking at the screen in our waning moments here, and we got some trivia guests, and we're going to do some Flintstone trivia, and we got Sherry in Naperville, and he's got some guesses. So nobody's guessing on the theme. So here is the theme. Every artist I played, well, first I guess I should review what artists I played. I played the Righteous Brothers, He Will Break Your Heart, 1966 on Verve. I played the Safaris, Get Out, 1966 on Decca. Bobby Helms, Jacqueline. Yes, the Safaris, yes, 1966 on Decca. Bobby Helms, Jacqueline, 1957 on Decca. The Contours, we played That Day When She Needed Me. What a wonderful song that is. Chubby Checker.
That rang by me.
Yeah, yeah, right. Chubby Checker, I played Rosie, 1964 on Parkway. Brenda Lee, It Started All Over Again, 1962 on Decca. Then the Benny King, How Can I Forget? Billy Stewart, What Have I Done, 1968 on Chess. It was Bobby Boris Pickett who did Graduation Day, 1963 on Garpex. Yes, Mr. Monster Mash himself did Graduation Day. Electric Light Orchestra Showdown and Aerosmith Last Child. So what do all these artists have in common? All of these artists charted twice on the Billboard Hot 100 with the same song. The Righteous Brothers did Unchained Melody, 65 and 90. The Safaris did Wipe Out, 63 and 70. Bobby Helms did Jingle Bell Rock, obviously, every year. The Contours, That Day When She Needed Me, they did Do You Love Me, 62 and 87. Chubby Checker, The Twist, 60 and 61. Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, obviously, 60, 61, 62. Billy Stewart, he charted twice with I Do Love You, 65 and 69. Bobby Boris Pickett, started many years for the Monster Mash, 62, 70, and 73. Electric Light Orchestra, I played Showdown, and Showdown charted nationally in 73 and in 76. And Aerosmith charted with Dream On in 73 and 76. So all of the acts charted twice with the same song.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I would have never gotten that.
Yeah, that's why I say maybe I'll just stop doing themes here. All right. So anyway.
No. This is interesting when you do themes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it takes a lot of work. Not even a guess on it. All right. Well, you've won as usual. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So
that's what I wanted. Yes. Have a good day.
Yes. Good deal. He knows his Aerosmith. Yes. And like I say, I loved Last Child. I thought it was a great record. I can't name anything else by them I like, but I loved that. All right. So now here is the deal. Assuming they'll do it at all, in the home, women are most likely to do it in the kitchen. Men are most likely to do it in the bedroom. Do what? Dorothy and Oakbrook, what do you think?
Well, I thought either exercise, read the newspaper, or have a cup of coffee.
All good answers and none of them right. Call me again. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593. And again, if we don't get it tonight, we will get it next week because it'll be our straggler. So Sam and Gurney, what do you think?
Hey, Raleigh, as a prefix, I just want to say that I think you and John should come up with an award for a guy like me. If you call in and you get the most songs wrong and the most questions wrong.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. Right. But anyway, on your trivia, I'm going to guess smoking.
Not smoking.
Disrobing?
Not disrobing.
Drinking alcohol.
Nope, not that either.
Reading.
Nope.
And kicking off your shoes.
Nope.
All righty, Raleigh. Thanks and have a good night.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. All wonderful guesses. They're just not right. All right. Now, Dave in Northside wants Flintstones trivia. So, okay, Dave, are you with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, here's what I want to know. Wilma Flintstone remarked that Fred never forgets her birthday because her birthday always falls on the same day as what other event?
Garbage Day?
The big lodge meeting. You know, the grand poobah, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Hey, wait a second.
Yes.
I was on hold before you played the bumpers, the last one with Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
And it's, when you're talking to Tommy, it sounded like he called in after me.
Well, who knows? You know,
I had that answer. I was singing along with the song while I was sitting on hold waiting for you. Right.
Well,
I thought you were going to come to me because you said my name.
Yeah, well, no. But again, the prizes are worthless, so you'll get a certificate eventually. But I answered Tommy, and there we go. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
You put Braille on your certificates? Do you put Braille?
No, I wish we did.
I was wondering how many people you have are blind, so I was thinking you should put Braille on them.
Yeah, I don't have a way to do it. I don't have a Brailler, and I'm really bad at that because when Braille started in with contractions, it lost me completely.
That's just my first grade, but I wondered how many people you have that are blind because it sounds like a lot of your listeners are.
Yeah, I think so, and I do the best I can, but I'm not going to be Brailling the certificates. But thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, yes, that will not be happening. So it's a nice thought, though. It really is. We're lucky we can print them. All right, so now in the waning moments, we have Larry, a first-time caller, says he's got a guess. So, Larry, what do you think? Larry?
Yes, I'm here. I'm thinking it's whipping.
It is not whipping. That's an interesting thought, though. Think about it and call me next week.
I certainly will.
Thanks.
First-time calling. Thank you.
Great to have you, Larry. Sure. Hope to hear from you soon. All right, so nice to meet Larry. All right, now, the closing it out tonight in the final moment is Sherry in Naperville, so let's hear those guesses, Sherry.
Yes, I do. Folding clothes?
Nope.
Ironing?
Nope.
Balancing a checkbook?
Nope.
Writing a letter, signing birthday cards?
Nope.
Going on your laptop to surf?
Nope. One more big finish.
Listen to radio?
Nope. Call me next week. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Show has just ended officially. All right.
Let me just give a quick message.
You got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
Okay.
Go.
I got to put the phone down now. Johnny D.
All right. I'm not sure what that's about, but we're just going to leave it there. All right. So with that in mind, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. You did that at Master Control. We thank John for screening your calls. Not as easy as it sounds. But above all, I thank you for calling. You make the show a pleasure to do. Now, this week, we have full shows all week long. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 p.m. on Central till 1 a.m. I hope you will call me. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.